Radio Prague News.
Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg has denied reports that he supported Muammar al-Gaddafi's regime in Libya. The head of Czech Doctors' Trades Union has asked hospital physicians to withdraw their resignations. And four Czech and Slovak foodstuffs have been granted EU protection as regional specialties. The Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg on Monday strictly denied reports that he supported Muammar al-Gaddafi's regime in Libya. The news website EUObserver.com reported on Monday that the Czech Foreign Minister, along with his Italian counterpart Franco Frattini, were the only EU foreign ministers to support the Libyan dictator. The website quoted Mr. Schwarzenberg as saying that Muammar al-Gaddafi's fall would be a catastrophe. The Czech foreign minister said his remarks were misunderstood. He said if the Libyan leader's fall led to a sensible regime, it would be very beneficial. However, the EU should not interfere in Libya's internal affairs, Mr. Schwarzenberg added. The head of the Czech Doctors' Trades Union, Martin Engel, on Monday asked hospital physicians to end their protest and withdraw their resignations, regardless of the fact his former employer would not give him his job back. Mr. Engel was one of over 3,800 Czech doctors who handed in notices in a bid to ensure higher salaries. After doctors reached a deal with the government last week, they began withdrawing their resignations. However, many of them will not be able to return to their former positions, as some hospitals have already hired new staff. Mr. Engel said he appreciated his colleagues' solidarity, but added that the situation should not be used to question the agreement. A court in Prague accepted on Monday a proposal from one of the creditors of the lottery giant Saska and appointed a supervisor for the firm. The supervisor will determine Saska's assets and review the firm's accounting. However, the court rejected the proposal to ban Saska from taking certain steps without the supervisor's prior consent. Saska is facing insolvency proceedings after it failed in January to make a bond payment. Earlier this month, Saska accepted an offer by the investment groups Penta and E-Invest that will take operating control of the company and a share of future profits. Some 60% of Czechs would like to elect their president directly, according to a new poll by the CVVM agency released on Monday. Some 17% of those polled said they wanted the president to be elected in the current way, that is, by joint sessions of both chambers of parliament. Another 13% said the Czech president should be elected by a wider body of electors. The number of supporters of direct presidential election dropped by 7% over the last 2 years, the agency said. Most Czech political parties would like to introduce a popular presidential vote so that the next Czech head of state, which will take office in February 2013, is elected directly. Four Czech and Slovak foodstuffs have been granted EU protection as regional specialties, the European Commission announced on Monday. These include two local brands of salami, known as Lovecký and Liptovský salám, as well as two kinds of sausages. These products were added to the EU list of traditional specialties guaranteed. The European Commission said the protection would not prevent other producers from using the name of the meat products, even if they do not follow the specifications approved. However, producers using a different recipe would not be allowed to use the label. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The start of the week will be overcast with some clear spots and occasional snow. Highest day temperatures should range between minus 5 and minus 1 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trnec, the end of the news.